接杯 or 零几档。
Voice of Indonesia with the news.The Constitutional Court has granted a judicial review filed by the Indonesian Education Monitoring Network, which demanded that both public and private schools provide free basic education. In its ruling, the court ordered the government to ensure 9 years of compulsory education from elementary through junior high school is provided free of charge at all types of school.French President Emmanuel Macron expressed his delight in being able to revisit Indonesia for a three-day state visit on May 27 to 29, 2025. Macron and his wife, Brigitte Macron, landed at the Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base at 9.5 p.m. Western Indonesian time on Tuesday night, May 27, 2025. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
No one can stop us.
Oh yeah. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Liodra. Liodra Margareta Ginting, better known as Liodra, is an Indonesian singer and actress from Medan, North Sumatra, who was born on June 21, 2030. Leodra began her career as a professional singer after winning a talent search event on a national private television station in 2020. In 2024, the Indonesian maestro of romantic songs, Yovie Widianto, invites Leodra to collaborate in covering the song Terlalu Cinta, or So In Love. The song composed by Yovie Widianto was first released in 2006 and became a hit by Rosa.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Kilauan samudra terbentang katulistiwa.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Paradise Island Clothing Association or PICA Festival 2025. The festival will be held from July 24th to 27th of 2025 in Bali. 1,000 clothing MSMEs actors will be present at this event. To know more about this, let's have a conversation with one of the committee of PICA Fest, I Gusti Made Febri Iswara. Good morning. How are you, Pa Febri?
Hello, good morning. Actually, it's not Febri on live right now. It's still with me. My name is Gusti Ngurah Putra. Yeah, I represent Febri today.
Okay, so Pa Putra, may I call you Pa Putra? Okay.
Yes, it's so glad to see you too.
Thank you. It's very glad to see you. So let's jump right into our conversation of today. What is the background of PICA Fest, Pa Putra?
Well, basically, PICA Fest is an event that gathers creative industry players, especially in local fashion industry. Well, we delivered in form of today's fun, and it's been running since 2014. Well, it's not a new event, by the way, but it's a home for local brands and also local community bands back then, yeah.
So it has been happening and the event has been held for a lot of times. Yes.
Yes.
From what I've done, the research, it's been 9 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Actually, cut off by COVID era.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It used to be the 10 years, yeah, today in 2025. But actually, the event is held eight times. But this year, to 2025, turns into the 9th event of the PICA Fest itself.
Oh, wow. Okay. So,
yeah.
I want to know, what is the difference between last year festival and this year festival?
Well, basically, it's the same concept like our previous events, but this year we made improvements. According to evaluation from the previous events, we add more exciting activities on the venue, and also collaborate with more local communities in Bali, so we can create more fun vibes for the crowds. And the goal is where the visitors not only come and go to the festival, but also they feel like home, they vibes like home of their local communities, and make the local economies run well. That's the major point.
So the event goal is to make it feel like home, where people connect, but also to rise the local economic state.
Yes,
well,
absolutely.
That's really cool. Go off, PICA Fest. Okay, so PICA Fest is a clothing and music festival that attracts the young generation, of course, to participate, including communities and local brands, and of course, local brands from Bali. How is the creation process?
The curation process in every brand that joined PICA Fest, whether fashion or food and beverage brands, got their own curated standard from us. Like, they're doing their serious business. That's the point. And also, if they have a F&B, maybe like a restaurant or something that can represent in PICA Fest, they also has a good service. That's the point of the curation. And the brand must have store online or offline for clothing, and also they should be active on social media. As we know today, social media is everything that we can do promotion, right? It's not just like back in the day. Like right now, it's really simple and easy. But if they don't do it, some active and interactive social media, well, I'm sorry, you cannot join the show just like that. So does brand have a serious commitment to growing together with us, PICA Fest? Just like that. Thank you.
Okay, that's very interesting. So the creation process is actually you have to have online store and also offline store and also active on social media.
Yes.
Okay. As we know, the Bali provincial government has a big target to reduce plastic waste through several policies and also actions. What about the waste management, especially in reducing plastic waste at this event?
This is very important issues because of some event only focus on their events itself, but not they simply forget about the environment impacts that can cause from the event itself, you know. So here at Pizza Fest, we are very aware about that. So big event should contribute a big waste too, right? As we know, just like that. So we collaborate with local environmental communities in this year to manage the waste during the festival. We collected the waste, let it be processed into a valuable thing, such as a table, chairs, or maybe ashtrays, or everything. So we will turn in the trash into a product. So it's not just dump. We change them into valuable stuff, you know. And also, this year, we try to encourage more for the visitor for bring their own tumbler. So we can reduce single plastic use during the festival. Well, I think it's just a small step to getting a big impact, you know.
Yes, of course, small steps matter. Small steps matter. And from what I've seen, the Pizza Fest actually took part in not only managing the waste, but turning the waste into products. That's very, very cool. So, because you mentioned before, this fest is actually, the highlight of this fest is clothing, but you mentioned about the local food and services. And so I want to know, beside clothing, what other merchandise that are offered in this festivals or maybe stand and booth that other than clothing?
Oh, of course, the performer, the band. It's we bring some national band, collaborate with local bands, and then also local artists. This is not only band, you know, same time we have a traditional dance in here, like culture communities. It's also involved in Pizza Fest. Yeah, it's all happens all the time since 2014, you know.
Oh, so it's a collaboration from all aspects of entertainment and creative industry.
You can maybe you can see if you come into the Pizza Fest, you will see the collaboration between you can see a death metal band and also you can see a pop band and you also can see traditional dance, all in the same event, in one event, you know.
So in Pizza Fest, you can actually experience everything at the same time. Going shopping, a death metal band, there, pop band, everything is there. That's so great to know.
Everything that is really inspired Bali. As we know, Bali is the island of arts. So this is, we might be maximize it to represent to the audience that they can collaborate. So we can make a fantastic movements, also not only fantastic show, but also fantastic movements, just like that.
I am tempted to go if I don't have anything. I should, I think. If I get a vacation. So my last question is that, what kind of support does the Creative Economy Ministry provide for this event?
Oh, yeah. Back in early Monday. This year. What time the boys going to?
Last
month.
Last weeks.
Oh, last week.
Last 2 weeks.
Oh, the last 2 weeks, four of our boys is coming to Jakarta to see the Deputy of Minister of Creative Economy, and they all already accept us, Pizza Fest team in Jakarta, for audience and discussion about strengthening the ecosystem creative economy through protection of innovative ideas in organizing festivals. And also, as well, as assisted us in managing intellectual property, intellectual property rights for every Bali's local brand. Because, you know, it's quite difficult to have intellectual property rights today. But now, here at Pizza Fest, managing that to the Minister of Creative Economy, just like that. It's very helpful. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. So, in conclusion, if you want to join an unforgettable and also amazing experience, a mixture of local products and also entertainment, art, and music, you have to join Pizza Fest.
Yes, absolutely.
I also agree. I want to know how many local brands that are currently joining this festival, that will be joined in this festival.
For this year, 2025, the local clothing is joined about 40 brands, 40 brands, and then almost like 60 brands of food and beverage brands that also joins us. And then 20 communities, local communities also join the festival, in this upcoming festival.
Oh, wow. So there's a lot of numbers, and also 40 clothing brands, 60 food MSMEs, I'm assuming, and also 20 communities. If I want to know, what kind of communities what kind of communities? Because this event is a mixture and it's a bowl of creativity, art, everything is there. So I want to know what kind of communities that you invite to this Pizza Fest.
Well, the first important thing is that we collaborate with local environment community. Just like I said before, that is the major point. It's called Daur Ulang. They will help us to maintain the waste from our festival and turn it into valuable things. That is the most of point. And then also there's an art communities, just like a tattoos and also paintings. Mural, just like a mural community, and for the art, and also automotive enthusiasts, and also what else, boys? There's so many. Some kind like that. We just collaborate in one event. And also we make a running event for the last day of the Pizza Fest in Sunday morning, early morning. We make a pizza run festival also.
Wow. This festival sounds like fun. I really want to join this festival.
I told you.
Okay, I am sure that my boss will give me like a leave or something, probably. But it sounds like so much fun. And I am wondering, I have this question for you. If you have a chance to do international festival featuring a local brand, which country that you choose to promote your product or Indonesian product?
Indonesian product. We were thinking Indonesia is really nearby with Australia. we have a chance to bring Pizza Fest to another country, it might be Australia, because Bali got really close connection with Australia. Just a lot of Australian feels Bali like their home, and also we are Balinese, so connected with Australian self. Lots of the visitor of Pizza Fest at the previous event is coming from Australia. That's why.
Okay.
Because maybe they know a little bit about Pizza Fest.
So let's manifest this event. We'll go international. And
yes.
Yes, I'll support this event going not only just in Bali, but also to Australia. Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Okay.
It must be a huge success for us if we can go spread the message to other countries. You know?
Amen. So,
amen. Amen. Yeah, loud amen.
So to our viewers and also listeners, please, if you're in Bali, join this unforgettable and also amazing celebration. It's a bowl of everything that connects everything you have. You can have art, delicious food, good music, and also amazing local products there. So join Feature Fest from July 24 to 27th of 2025 at Niti Mandala Renon Field, Denpasar.
Denpasar,
yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
Putra, for joining us today. It was a great time to talk to you.
Okay,
and
it was nice to meet you too.
Have a nice day.
Feature Fest 2025, okay? See you at the festival, okay?
I also hope I will see you there. Okay.
Thank you very much.
That's our talk with the co-founder of Feature Fest, Igusti Made Putra Miharja. You can listen again to this talk on our YouTube channel at VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia. VOI.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Sampai
kau kena buah kelapa.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sejenak kawanku, tinggalkanlah semua masalahmu. Bisik pasir deburan ombak, temani semesta membiru. Dengarlah,
from Indonesia to the world.
Debar kencang bergema di dada tiap kali jumpa dirinya. Bercampur semua rasa yang ada dan hatiku bertanya-tanya, apakah mungkin dia definisi bahagia? Dengannya ku bersedia habiskan usia, kan ku petik langit ketujuh, asalkan hati memang setuju. Pada hatimu ku terjatuh, ajaklah hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Jadilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Debar kencang bergema di dada dan hatiku bertanya-tanya, apakah mungkin dia definisi bahagia? Dengannya ku bersedia habiskan usia,
memang setuju pada hatimu ku terjatuh. Ajaklah hatiku menari hingga tiada sedih di hati. Carilah sebuah definisi bahagia yang selalu ku nanti. Aku harap engkau mengerti kalau yang selalu ku nanti hadirkan bahagia di hati.
Kan ku petik bintang
Definisi bahagia or definition of happy by Fidi Aldiano. I want to know, VOI listeners, what is your definition of happiness? What is your definition of being happy? For me, I think it's when your close someone or your loved ones think of you and thought of you. And I can know this and I can share you this story. It's because I just got a present from my loved ones, a present that is very personal for me. It's a ticket to Mamma Mia, the theater. And it was very personal because it is a show. It is this movie, Mamma Mia. I've been watching it since I was a little girl. So I'm obsessed with the show, but sadly, I did not get a ticket. And turns out, my loved ones bought it for me. So it's not about the matter of the price or the materialistic part of the gift, but more of the idea of, oh, someone that I care about actually think and thought of me. So I think that's what makes it special. So that is my definition of being happy. And now I want you, it's your turn, VOI listeners, to share what is your definition of being happy. You can share it to our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, TikTok, VOI_official. Or if you want it to be more personal, please tell it on our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130. So now I want you to enjoy a song. It's not a song, actually. It is, how about I play you after the spot? So you have to be wondering for the next, waiting for this spot to be over so you know what I'm about to play you. Okay? Deal? Okay.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indah warna tawa beranjak tinggalkan wajahku terlihat jejak hampa tak bermakna merampas semangat yang dulu.
Stay true, get through, honest from your heart, always from your heart.
Akan bahagia bertata tak hirau pandangan tersimpan dalam hati dalam jiwa bersama utuhkan harapan.
Satu api kita tak dapat dipadamkan, satu karena tak ada yang bisa kalahkan hati. No over you.
Topeng kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran.
Kelana mask itself has a character of image of an arrogant man. His movement was firm, show strength, power, and intelligence and selfish. Kelana is the peak of final human face, but here we live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit ada langit lagi.
Katmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins, although her age doesn't say the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kan kadang bisa aja.
Well, other people is fine, but who is his or her teacher? Fanny is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not the direct descendant of Nyi Suji. The terms is Nazap, because the name of the heir is from provincial level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity. How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya kita kan cari ini ya Mbak, apa ya, ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who want to preserve it. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other mass dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Altan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan mass dance, he has to develop Palimanan mass dance, not other dance. If he did it, I will cross him out of the heir list. What is it for, right? Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the mass dance is not easy. Fani Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just want to dance just like her friends. Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the mass dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice. As an heir and the next generation of the mass dance, Fani also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Ya, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fani, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mass dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions, describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connect people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mass dance can survive from technology blast that hits young generation today. Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mass dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sight and sound. Across the beauty. Through the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful. A wonderful Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.